All right, let's go back a little bit over a year from today. This is Yesterday USA with Perry Huntoon and Larry and I and Walden, as we spend an hour looking at Doris Day Part 2 from February 26, 2023.
So let's get into it here anyway. We'll go through it because we're starting off. Of course, all of this is on Columbia. You know, when she left Les Brown, she almost immediately signed a contract with Columbia, and she stayed with them. And finally, in 1949, Columbia issued its first Doris Day album as a 10-inch LP, and, of course, because it was that far back, as a set of 478 RPM records. And the title of the album, You're My Thrill. Well, the reception of the album was very positive. I'll just quote from the Billboard review. It stated, she wraps up eight beautiful standards in her own intimate, throaty style, setting a warm, soft lights and sweet music mood. Few singers have been able to transfer a sexy sound to wax as Doris does. It was off to a good start for her. And we're going to play the title song, which was written in 1933 by Jay Gordy, with lyrics by Sidney Clare, and introduced that year in a Clare Trevor film, Jimmy and Sally, a film I have never heard of before and know nothing about. And on this record, Doris is backed by John Rarick and his orchestra. Here we are with You're My Thrill.
You're my thrill. You do something to me. You send chills right through me when I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill. You're my thrill. Increases, I just go to pieces when I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill. Nothing seems to matter. Keeps mounting higher when I look at you. I can't keep still. You're my thrill.
Where's your will?
Mounting higher when I look at you, I can't keep still. You're my thrill.
You are
my thrill. She does a very lush treatment on that song. I was introduced to it with Lena Horne singing it with Charlie Barnett's band on a 1941 recording. And I recall Billie Holiday recorded it in the late 40s, probably almost simultaneous with this recording by Doris. at a very nice start to the program, I think. Well, her next 10-inch album, Tea for Two, was released on September 4th, 1950, just about a year after the one we just heard, You're My Thrill. Well, this is a soundtrack album from the film of the same name. It starred Doris with Gordon McRae and Gene Nelson. It basically was an updated version of the 1925 Broadway play No No Nanette. And on four of the tunes, Doris is backed by the Paige Cavanaugh Trio, with three tunes being duets with Gene Nelson. The remaining tracks were backed by Axel Stordahl and orchestra. And one of these was the title track, Tea for Two. That was a Vincent Heumann's tune from 1924 that was written for No No Nanette. And Marion Harrison was the gal that had the big hit on it back in 1925. But here, from a recording session on July 14th, 1950, there's a vastly updated version by Doris, Tea for Two.
Oh, honey, picture me upon your knee with tea for two and two for tea, just me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone, dear. Day will break and I'm gonna wake and start to bake a sugar cake for you to take for all the boys to see. How happy we will be.
Picture you upon my knee, tea for two and two for tea, me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone. Dear,
day will break and I'm gonna wake and start to bake a sugar cake for you take for all the boys to see.
Backing by Axel Stordahl, and again a little slower version than I typically hear with that song. Most recordings of it I've heard speeded up just a little bit, sometimes quite a bit. It's turned into quite the standard, though. Well, next up, Doris was featured in the film adaptation of the Dorothy Baker novel Young Man with a Horn. Young Man with a Horn was loosely based on the life of Dick Spiderbeck. And Harry James was featured off-screen playing trumpet for Kirk Douglas, the star of the picture. The soundtrack recordings featured Doris backed by Harry and his band. With A Song in My Heart, with a Rodgers and Hart tune from their 1929 musical Spring Is Here. Neil Reisman had the most popular recording of it back then. But this version, with its very dramatic ending by the orchestra, has always struck me as belonging to the end of the film, just as the closing credits would pop on. It's very dramatic, and yet when I watched the film after hearing this song many times, nope, the song was not at the end of the show. It was more in the middle somewhere. But it's a wonderful performance by both Doris and Harry with A Song in My Heart.
With a song in my heart, I behold your adorable face. Just a song at the start, and it soon is a hymn to your grace. When the music swells, I'm touching your hand. It tells that you're standing near, and at the sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I would live life through with a song in my heart for you. The sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I would live life through with a song in my.
Young Man with a Horn. Beautiful tune, and a beautiful trumpet playing by Harry James, unmistakably Harry. And because we like that so well, the next soundtrack album for Doris was Lullaby of Broadway. That was released March 5th, 1951, and this film again co-starred Doris with Gene Nelson. The title tune was written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin, introduced in the musical film Gold Diggers of 1935. It also appeared that year in the Betty Davis film Special Agent and the James Cagney film G-Men. It got three hits in 1 year, and guess what? It won the Academy Award for Best Movie Song of the Year. Dorsey Brothers even had a hit with it that year, featuring Bob Crosby on vocal. But I think by far the best version of this song I've ever heard is the one we're going to listen to now, by Doris, again, backed by Harry James and his orchestra, Lullaby of Broadway.
Lullaby of Broadway.
come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway, the rumble of the subway train, the rattle of a taxi, the Daffy Dills who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's when the Broadway baby says goodnight. It's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. You hear a daddy saying, and baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep.
My favorite Doris Day songs, Lullaby Broadway. I can listen to that anytime, and I have for many, many years. Well, a year later, it was time for another soundtrack album for Columbia, because she had made the movie On Moonlight Bay. And she starred again with Gord McRae there, but Gord McRae was under contract to Capitol. He couldn't appear on a Columbia recording. We're going to do the title tune, which dates back all the way to 1912, when it was popularly sung as a barbershop quartet-type song. But some 20 years plus later, Glenn Miller recorded a swing version. I think that was in 1937. And in 1951, almost simultaneous with what we're just going to hear now, Bing and Gary Crosby had a hit with it for Decca. In the film, Doris sings it as a duet with Gordon McRae. But for the recording, she's accompanied by Paul Weston and the Norman Luboff Choir on Moonlight Bay.
Sailing through the moonlight, sailing on the bay.
We were sailing along on Moonlight Bay. We could hear the voices ring. They seem to say, you have stolen her heart. Now don't go away. As we sang love's old sweet song on Moonlight Bay,
we were sailing along. We could hear the voices ringing. They seemed to say,
you have stolen her heart. Now don't go away.
As we sang love's old sweet song on Moonlight Bay,
we were sailing along on Moonlight Bay. We could hear the voices ringing. They seem to say, you have stolen her heart.
You have stolen her heart.
Now don't go away. As we sang love's old sweet songs on Moonlight.
Beautiful recording by Doris on Moonlight Bay. Well, she was very busy in 1951 because there's one more soundtrack album from that year. It was released in December of that year. And it is a soundtrack album from I'll See You in My Dreams. It was another 10-inch LP. These have all been 10-inch LPs up to this point. And that film starred Doris with Danny Thomas. The title song was written by Isham Jones with lyrics by Gus Kahn all the way back in 1924. And the recording of the tune with Isham Jones conducting the Ray Miller Orchestra was a big hit back then. But here Doris, again aided by Paul Weston and the Norman Luboff Choir, puts her own stamp on the tune. And I think you'll like it. I'll see you in my dreams.
I'll see you again tonight. I'll hold you again tonight. Ooh.
I'll see you in my dreams.
I'll see you tonight.
Hold you. Charms, lips that once were mine, tender eyes that shine, they will light my way. See you in my dreams. Oh, 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 oh. Took you out of my arms. Still I feel the thrill of your charm.
Lips that once were mine.
Tender. I'll see you in
my dreams. Well, we skip up to 1953 now, but early in the year, on March 13th of that year, Columbia released a soundtrack album, Doris's latest picture, By the Light of the Silvery Moon. This is another 10-inch LP, but it was later combined with the On Moonlight Bay LP to make a 12-inch LP. This was another film with Gordon McRae about a small-town family's trials and tribulations in the immediate post-World War I period, and it served as a sequel to On Moonlight Bay, so it was a natural to pair the two albums side by side and make a bigger album. The title song is another oldie, written by Gus Edwards in 1909. Billy Murray had the hit recording in 1910. Ray Noble revived it during World War II. But here is Doris with her version, and again, backed up with Paul Weston and the Norman Luboff Choir, By the Light of the Silvery Moon.
By the light of the silvery moon, I want to spoon to my honey, I'll croon love's tune. Honeymoon, keep a shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams, we'll be cuddling soon by the silvery moon. Place, park,
scene, dark.
Silvery moon is shining through the trees.
Cast to
me, you.
Sound of kisses floating on the breeze.
Act one.
Begun.
Dialogue, where would you like to spoon?
My cue.
With you.
Underneath the silvery moon. By the light of the silvery moon, I want a spoon to my honey, I'll croon love's tune. Honeymoon, keep a shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams, we'll be coddling soon by the silvery moon.
Act two,
scene new.
Roses blooming all around the place.
Cast three.
You, me, preacher with a solemn looking face.
Choir sings, bell rings. Preacher,
you are wed forevermore.
Act two.
Every night the same encore. By the light,
not the dark, but the light
of the silvery moon.
Not the sun, but the moon.
I want a spoon.
Not croon, but spoon.
To my honey I'll croon love's tune. Honeymoon,
honeymoon, honeymoon,
keep a shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams, we'll be cuddling soon by the silvery moon.
The silvery moon.
I find it interesting how Doris handles these old songs. I listen to a lot of Bing Crosby, and Jack Capp had Bing do a lot of turn of the century, early 20th century tunes, and I was never a big fan of that. I liked them in a much more contemporary setting. But Doris makes these old tunes sound very contemporary. I'm just amazed at how well they sound and still hold up today after another half century or more. Just amazing. Well, next up in Doris's filmography was Calamity Jane. That starred Doris in the title role and Howard Keel playing Wild Bill Hickok. Emerging from that film was the song Secret Love. And Secret Love won an Academy Award as Best Original Song for a Motion Picture in 1953. Sammy Fain composed the song with lyrics by Paul Francis Webster. It was recorded on August 5th, 1953, with Ray Heindorf conducting. And it went so smoothly, only one take was recorded. And that was very unusual. I've read of cases with the singers back in the 50s who take 8, 10, sometimes 15 takes to get it just right, just for a pop single. One take, that was all it was. And this was pretty much my introduction to Doris, because this is the year I came of age musically, listening to pop music. So here's her very big hit recording, Secret Love.
Once I had a secret love that lived within the heart of me. All too soon, my secret love became impatient to be free. So I told friendly star the way that dreamers often do, just how wonderful you are and why I'm so in love with you. Secret love's no secrets
at number one. Very, very big record in 1954. Well, the final 10-inch LP came also in 1954 with a soundtrack recording of Young at Heart with Frank Sinatra. And, of course, the big song from that film was the title song. In fact, I think they changed the name of the movie to Young at Heart to capitalize on Sinatra's recording of that. But my favorite tune from the film by Doris was a tune called Ready, Willing, and Able. And that song was written by Al Rinker, who was one of the rhythm boys with Bing Crosby back in the 20s. Lloyd Huddleston and Dick Gleason. Columbia also released this as a single in November 1954, and it got a lot of radio play, although it didn't chart here, but it did chart in the UK. But at the time, hearing the record, I didn't buy Doris's version. I opted to buy Gary Crosby's version on Decca instead, which I liked pretty well. But here, I think, is a much better known version, and probably the better version overall. Doris Day, backed by Buddy Cole and his orchestra. Ready, willing, and able.
I'm ready, willing, and able. And honey, now it's up to you. So lay your cards on the table and tell me what you plan to do. I'm ready, able, and willing to join you in a little fun. But I won't take second billing. I've got to be your number one. I'm ready to give you my heart, dear. I'm willing to hand you the key. And I'm able to say from the start, dear, it's never belonged to anyone else but me. Oh, I'm ready, I'm willing and able. So if you want a love that's true, just lay your cards on the table. 'Cause honey, now it's up to you. I'm ready. Oh yes, you know I'm ready, baby. I'm able. Oh yes, you know I'm able, baby. I'm willing. Oh yes, you know I'm willing, baby. Now I've stated my condition. I've got lots of ammunition. Ready, willing, and I'm able. So if you want a love that's true, just lay your cards on the table. 'Cause honey, honey, now it's up to you.
Well, by this time, the 12-inch record had pretty well taken over, and the 10-inchers pretty well disappeared. Although I do remember Columbia issuing a few at a very reduced price, where they only had three songs on each side instead of the usual four. And here we go in December. Let me get this straight. Her next film was Love Me or Leave Me. But I'm sorry, I'm a little bit off. The next album released by Columbia was Daydreams. But this was really a reissue of her first album, You're My Thrill, but with the addition of four more tunes. Well, from those four tunes, I picked Darn That Dream. Doris recorded it back on May 28, 1950 with Alex Stordahl, and Columbia decided, since most of the other tunes on that album were from that vintage, they'd go back to about the same time. Darn That Dream was a tune by Eddie DeLange and Jimmy Van Heusen, number one hit for Benny Goodman with Mildred Bailey on the vocal back in 1940, but here, from a decade later, is Doris's version, Darn That Dream.
Darn that dream, I dream each night. You say you love me and you hold me tight. But when I wake, you're out of sight. Oh, darn that dream.
Darn your lips, darn your eyes. They lift me high above the moonlit skies. Then I tumble out of paradise. Oh, darn that dream. Darn that one-track mind of mine. It can't understand that you don't care. Just to change the mood I'm in, I'd welcome a nice old nightmare. Darn that dream, and bless it too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me, and it won't come true. Oh, darn that dream. Just to change the mood I'm in, I'd welcome a nice old nightmare. Darn that dream, and bless it too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me, and it won't come true. Oh, darn that dream.
Well, in 1954, Doris made a film, Love Me or Leave Me, starring James Cagney, along with herself. That picture was the story of singer Ruth Etting. The soundtrack album became Doris's best-selling album to date, spending 28 weeks on the charts and reaching the number one spot. Very, very big seller. It was a very good movie. And the title tune was written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn, and it was a hit for Ruth Etting in 1929. But coinciding with the release of the movie, Doris, of course, recorded it commercially, and Sammy Davis Jr. and Lena Horne both charted with it in 1955. But here's the Doris Day version, arranged and conducted by Percy Faith, recorded December 1954. Love Me or Leave Me.
Let me be lonely. You won't believe me, and I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. Tend to be independently blue.
want to borrow, to have it today and to give back tomorrow. For my love is your love. There's no love.
Love Me or Leave Me. Well, December 1956, Columbia released the album titled Day by Day. Included among the 12 tunes on the album was the title song, written by Axel Stordahl and Paul Weston in 1945. Doris had recorded it back then with Les Brown and his band. A very popular tune in 1946, actually. Frank Sinatra, Joe Stafford, and Bing Crosby also charted with their versions, with Frank's being the most successful. But here from 1956, Doris sings an updated version, accompanied by Paul Weston and his orchestra, Day by Day.
I'm falling more in love with you, and day by day my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day you're making all true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay.
Successful Day by Day album with one titled Day by Night. This they did and released this in November 1957. Years later, both albums were combined for a CD release. But one of the tunes included was the Matt Dennis Tom Adair tune, The Night We Called It a Day. That tune dates back to 1941, and it's notable for being Frank Sinatra's first recorded solo record. Here, Doris is again backed by Paul Weston, and she gives a beautiful reading of the tune, The Night We Called It a Day.
There was a moon out in space, but a cloud drifted over its face. You kissed me and went on your way. The night we called it a day, I heard the song of the spheres, like a minor lament in my ears. I hadn't the heart left to pray. The night we called it a day, soft through the dark, the hoot of an owl in the sky said, though his song no bluer was he than I. The moon went down, stars were gone, but the sun didn't rise with the dawn. There wasn't a thing left to say.
In the film version of the successful Broadway play, The Pajama Game. Most of the cast from the play were also cast in the film, Doris being the primary exception. In the film, she's co-starred with John Raitt. And while they perform several duets, I prefer to feature Doris with the girls. All the songs of the show were by Richard Adler and Jerry Ross, and a tune introduced by Janice Page in a stage production on Broadway was I'm Not at All in Love. Here's Doris's version with orchestra directed by Ray Heindorf. I'm Not at All in Love.
Love? Are you nuts?
Some people can't tell when it hits them.
All you gotta do is say hello to a man, and they've got you whispering in his ear. All you gotta do, it seems, is work for him, and they've got you going berserk for him. If there's a guy you merely have a beer with, they've got you setting the wedding date. It seems they've just gotta have some dirt to bend your ear with. So before you start, I herewith state, I'm not at all in love, not at all in love. Guy, but he's not my cup of tea, not my cup of tea, not he. Not an ounce, not a pinch, he's just an inch too sure of himself for me. Well, of course you noticed his manly physique and that look in his eyes. Say, I'm sure he can cut most any man down to size. He must be as fierce as a tiger when he's mad. And I'll bet he cries like a little boy when he's sad. But I'm not at all in love, not at all in love. Strong as a lion, or if he has the rest of your sighing, you may be sold, but this girl ain't mine. I'm not at all in love.
She's not at all in love, not at all in love. Oh no,
not a pin, not a crumb.
Naturally.
Definitely.
She's not at all in love, not at all in love.
No, I'm not.
Not a dot.
Not a touch.
No, not much.
When I fall in love, there'll be no doubt about it, 'cause you will know from the way that I shout it.
You're shouting.
And the girls, I'm not at all in love. Well, we're going to wrap it up with one more tune. In early 1958, Columbia released a 2-record set by Doris titled Hooray for Hollywood. Well, the title tune was written by Richard Whiting and Johnny Mercer and featured in the 1937 film Hollywood Hotel, a Busby Berkeley film most famous, I think, today for its appearance in by the Benny Goodman Band. Well, Doris takes this at a slower tempo than is usually heard. Lyrics were modernized a bit from those originally written by Mercer to give it a more contemporary feel. Frank DeVol provides the orchestral background. Doris Day, Hooray for Hollywood.
Hooray for Hollywood, that screwy ballyhooey Hollywood, where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking pan. And any barmaid can be a star maid if she dances with or without a fan. Hooray for Hollywood, where you're terrific if you're even good, where anyone at all from TV's Lassie to Monroe's chassis is equally undisturbed.
go out and try your luck. You might be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood. That phony super coney Hollywood. They come from Chillicothe and Paducah's with their bazookas to get their names up in lights. All armed with photos from local rodos, with their hair in ribbons and legs in tights. Hooray for Hollywood. You may be homely in your neighborhood, but if you think that you can be an actor, see Mr. Factor. He'd make a monkey look good. Within a half an hour, you'll look like Tyrone Power. Hooray for Hollywood.
Hooray for Hollywood. A tune of Dick Powell and Francis Langford introduced in the film Hollywood Hotel, with a little help from a couple of members of the Benny Goodman Band, like Harry James and Gene Krupa. And that wraps it up for tonight. The first 15 albums that Doris Day had issued by Columbia Records, taking us up to 1958.
Yesterday USA from February 26, 2023, part two of our look at Doris Day with Perry Huntoon. We have parts 3, 4, 5, and 6 to go, so several more months of Doris Day from Yesterday USA. Next week here on Same Time, Same Station, we have another look at Howard McNear, and that's likely to continue for another century or so. Stay tuned and join us next week here on Same Time, Same Station.